Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. A true friend stays close no matter what. The best man in weddings today has a few important duties: keeping the bride's ring until the vows are exchanged, organizing a bachelor party, and giving the first toast at the reception. But back in the days of arranged marriages, a man sometimes needed to take a wife by force if her family didn't approve. Under those circumstances, the best man was the best fighter among the groom's friends. He helped deliver the bride to the altar, and he stood by the groom throughout the ceremony to protect him if an irate brother-in-law showed up. The best man was as much a bodyguard as he was a friend. Proverbs 18:24 says, "Friends come and friends go, but a true friend sticks closer than a brother." So what kind of friend am I? And which of my friends can I stand up for this week? A true friend stays close no matter what, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of CenterPoint, CenteringLives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. We are back to record-breaking territory again today and for the next few days. For today, high temperature in the lower 80s. That should easily break the record of 80. A sun-cloud mix again with spotty showers possible, and then mostly cloudy tonight. Overnight low temperature 66. Tomorrow, rain chances under 20%. High around 83. That'll easily break tomorrow's record. Low 80s again on Friday, near the record. Then scattered showers Saturday, and showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely Saturday night into Sunday. With severe weather season approaching, time to get our free weather app on your phone or tablet. It has interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus instant push notifications for severe weather watches and warnings. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars by Wednesday, February 28th, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job, bringing home $350 weekly. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500, all rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Phillip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto: in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
in the News and Views, 7 minutes after 10 o'clock. We have in the studio with us today, not only F. Jackson Campbell III, we have Alice Martin, candidate for Attorney General right here in the state of Alabama. How are you doing?
I'm happy to be with you. Thank you. It's a great, beautiful day in Montgomery.
It is a beautiful day in Montgomery. It's a good, you know, if it stays 80, you guys can campaign hard.
Listen.
I've campaigned on into June, and it gets hot towards the end of May.
It was hot this morning at 8 o'clock on the south lawn of the Capitol with the omelet breakfast by the egg and poultry industry. They did a great job.
Is that what they were doing with the tents? I drove by yesterday afternoon. There were
yes.
tents and everything
That's
else
always a fun deal. I've been before. It's a lot of fun.
It was fun. They did a great job.
It's always nice when the legislature's in session because there are all these events, and you know, tonight there's a big reception, and tomorrow there'll be a big reception, and there's always something to do. How's the campaign going?
It's going great. Very excited. Got the Alpha endorsement last week, getting to meet voters and hear their concerns and spread the message. So that's what it's about.
That's a pretty big endorsement for an outsider, considering that Steve Marshall's the incumbent. Even though he wasn't elected, he was appointed. But that's pretty good that you got that endorsement. So
it raised a lot of eyebrows. I've never seen Alpha endorse someone who's not the incumbent in a statewide race.
Well, I'm excited, and I just told the men and women of agriculture what I stood for, and I think they related to that. You know, I told them I'm a farmer's daughter. My husband has farmland, and I care about property rights. I care about defending and preserving the Constitution, fighting rural crime, and, of course, corruption.
Corruption's your big anchor, I would say. I saw you the other night at the Wetumpka Tea Party event. I told people the next morning on the radio that of the 12 candidates, I thought you far and away had the best performance. And in fact, one of the other people running for statewide office was on the stage, called me afterwards, and he said, "What do you think of Alice?" I said, "Knocked it out of the park." He said, "That's what I thought." He said, "That was incredible." So you've got a reputation forming for doing well in person. If people hadn't seen you in person, they need to try to track you down somewhere and see you. See you stump in person, because it really is an impressive feat. Corruption, sort of your anchor. Tell us why.
Well, because I think it's the number one problem that the Attorney General can address. You know, district attorneys are not positioned to do so very easily,
right?
Because so much public corruption requires financial analysis of documents and paper. They're paper intensive. I have 140 corruption convictions in federal court. I've had my hands on about 20 state corruption convictions. And I think to make the biggest difference, you tackle the biggest problems, not the crime du jour.
What is the root of corruption in Alabama? We seem to take a particular interest, or at least our population seems to give our politicians a pass on
money,
corruption. Why?
Money and power. I mean, that's the root of it. Maybe that's the root of all evil.
But I'll give you an example.
Okay.
What I mean by this. Mike Hubbard was under 23 felony indictment counts. He runs for Speaker of the House, and he wins 100-1. Alvin Holmes of Montgomery, Alabama, whom I don't think we've ever agreed with on this radio show, was the only person to stand up and say, "No, this isn't right."
It was a 99-1 vote.
99-1 out of 100 people that voted. It has not come up yet in this campaign. I keep waiting for some of these people running against incumbents to say, "How on earth are you going to lecture me about ethics when you voted for a guy who was under felony indictment? You had a chance to act on ethics and corruption, and you chose to vote for the guy under felony indictment instead of..." I've not even seen it come up. It's like the state doesn't care. Why? That's what I don't understand.
Well, I hope they care, but I do think we're a deeply religious state, and I think people do care about the Constitution, and they believe in due process. So I would imagine some people would look at you and say, "Well, an accusation is not, you know, evidence of guilt." And so we want to see the government prove their case. But now the government's done that, and you still have people that are backing the convicted speaker and other people that have done wrong. My job is to follow the evidence and present it to juries.
In relation to that trial, what the hell has taken the Court of Criminal Appeals so long? I think it's inexcusable.
I don't know. My understanding is that it took a long time, of course, for the transcript to get there, and I understand that. And then the attorneys have their briefing times, all of that. But it is my understanding, at least, that the transcript, the record is properly before the court. All the briefing's been done, and that's been there 10 months. So only they can answer what's up.
Yeah, I think
and several
it's
of them are standing
disgrace.
For election. I don't know why no one's asking them.
And I think that's why they're not ruling, because they're standing for election.
Well, we can speculate all day. We don't know. Tell us a little bit about your past. You're really introducing yourself to our radio audience largely for the first time. Again, Alice Martin joins us. She's a candidate for Attorney General. You're from the Shoals area.
That's right. Originally from Mississippi. So the great state of Mississippi. Mississippi, but I have a greater state now that I've been in for 30 years. I married my husband, who's from Huntsville, but I grew up on a small farm that my daddy bought after World War II. He wanted to become a farmer, and 580-acre farm, raised four girls on it. And I say I'm a conservative because he planted that seed that the government doesn't owe you anything, Alice. And he said, and you're one of four girls, so it's unlikely you're going to be left anything. But we believe that God put you here for a purpose, and you're pretty bright and healthy, so you could be anything. And so I started working off the farm when I was 15 for a doctor. I actually filling out his Medicare Medicaid forms. It encouraged me to go to nursing school. I went to Vanderbilt on a work-study scholarship. I worked as a nurse at Vanderbilt Psychiatric Hospital, so I understand the mix of mental illness and health care.
Well, in Alabama.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I try not to analyze, just prosecute. And then I worked as a nurse, a registered nurse, during law school.
Where'd you work?
I worked at a Magnolia Home Health Agency.
So you worked during law school?
Yes.
That's very rare. Most people don't.
Yes. People did not like sitting by me in law school because y'all been there and you know that Socratic method and yeah. They look up and I was wearing white uniform. And so it was like a beacon. And it was invariably people to the left and right of me got called on more than I did. And I have an odd... a maiden name that some of the professors couldn't pronounce. Yeah. And so they'd call on people left and right. And it got where by the second semester, nobody was sitting near me. There was just a clear aisle. I was like a legislator. Nobody wanted to know me.
I have a not a similar story at all. Mine's the exact opposite. I had a professor I really respected. His name was Bill Henderson. I loved Bill Henderson. I took six classes with him.
Wow.
I thought he was just an intellectual giant. I just wanted to soak up what he had to offer. And so I took his, I don't remember what class it was, like a sales 2 type class, yeah. Like a contract sales and like a sales 2. But anyway, I took the class and it was like 100 people in the class, and I sat dead middle, like about halfway up. I wanted him to call on me because I wanted him to see that I was really reading and really studying. The entire semester went by. He did not call on me once, and the whole time I was so disappointed. Every day I was so ready, and I wanted him to call on me. He just wouldn't call on me.
Wear white nurse's uniform.
Yeah. A little late for that now.
I then went up to Memphis, had the opportunity to be in the private sector, yeah. Private practice of law.
Yeah.
Then January the 1st of 1983, I joined the Reagan administration. In the Department of Justice, was a prosecutor under Hick Ewing, who did the Whitewater prosecution. Yeah. So I grew up under a real corruption legend. Did white collar and violent crime prosecution for the Reagan and Bush administration, then married and moved to Lauderdale County, where I've been for 30 years.
And you said your husband was originally from Huntsville?
Yeah, he's okay. Originally from Huntsville, and his job and plant management moved him over to Lauderdale, so we've lived up there in the Tennessee River region, have three daughters. But there in my local community, I went back into the private practice of law, then I was selected to serve as a municipal judge. Then Fob James appointed me to the circuit court bench back in 1997, and I served, and I like to say, Governor James said, I won't hold you to loyalty to the Republican ticket because it was only 32% of the vote in Lauderdale County. Mm-hmm. You know, our courthouse did not switch until 2016.
Oh, wow.
We've been real blue county. So I told Governor James then I'd rather run as a Republican and lose than run as a Democrat and win, because I think that's how you build up the party. I did that. I was actually the secretary of the Alabama Republican Party in 2000, having served on the executive committee and as the chairman of my county. And then I had the pleasure and honor of being recommended by Jeff Sessions to President George W. Bush. And 2 weeks after 9/11, I was confirmed by the United States Senate as the United States Attorney for the Northern District of Alabama. So for those that don't know, essentially I was the top federal law enforcement officer for 31 counties of Alabama then for the next 8 years. Had a fabulous team of men and women that served the department. We did about 5,000 prosecutions, 10,000 civil cases. And that sort of led me up to forming the North Alabama Public Corruption Task Force with then Attorney General Bill Pryor. And I told him then, that was before the 2010 ethics law reform. I said, Bill, you got no tools in your toolbox, really weak laws. Let's join together because you got a lot happening in the state of Alabama. I saw it even 20 years ago. And so we worked together and collaboratively worked some big cases like the prosecution of the two-year college system yeah. scandal, the Jefferson County sewer scandal, and many others.
And the Don Siegelman trial.
Don Siegelman trial.
Yeah, I saw your photo flashed up on that documentary,
yeah,
in quotation marks.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because Don Siegelman was indicted with a Dr. Bobo out of Tuscaloosa,
yeah,
involving healthcare fraud. And then we struck the jury, and then the judge, Judge Clemon, found, as I recall, that two of our witnesses weren't going to be credible, and he wasn't going to let them testify at trial. And so my lead prosecutor, who at the time was Matt Hart, he called and he said, our witnesses will not be allowed to testify. And I said, well, then dismiss the indictment, because if he had done that before, we would have been able to appeal it to the 11th Circuit. But we did see evidence of that payoff, we felt, from Scrushy to Siegelman. On the
hold on, he let the jury impanel and then said that the witnesses couldn't testify?
Yeah, and he did that, of course.
So a jeopardy attaches.
Absolutely.
UW Clemon, ladies and
there
gentlemen.
There you go.
What a
cruel.
Now a lobbyist, isn't he?
No, he's a lawyer. We don't talk about private people, but yeah, he's a lawyer in town, or in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Wow.
Never known to be a real stand-up.
18 minutes after 10 o'clock, Alice Martin is our guest. She's a candidate for Attorney General right here in the state of Alabama. Probably going to be the snazziest race going on inside the entire state.
It'll be the most sexy race.
You've got an incumbent Attorney General. You've got a 15-year federal prosecutor. And you have a former Attorney General. And then you got a rich kid. So, I mean, you got everybody. This could be fun. 18 minutes after 10. We'll be back.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the gigantic steak sale from Star South Steaks. Going down now at the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael at the old Crackle Barrel parking lot. If you think Omaha steaks are too expensive, try this. 20 ribeye steaks for just $30. That's right.
20 ribeye steaks for just $30.
Look for the big tent and the big truck at the old Crackle Barrel parking lot on Eastern Bypass.
Plus,
packed into that truck are cases of fillets, New York strips, T-bones, and marinated boneless skinless chicken breasts. Buy the case, five-star steaks. 20 ribeye steaks for just $30. That's $1.50 for a ribeye steak. Hurry by and get yours today before the truck is gone. 20 ribeyes for $30. Credit, debit, and EBT accepted. You won't pay the Omaha steak prices here. 20 ribeyes for $30 during this huge steak sale. Look for the big meat truck and the big top tent to get 20 ribeyes for just $30. Stock up now before they're gone at the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael Road, just off I-85.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treat your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's, now located in Peptree Shops on Vaughan Road. Diamonds come in all kinds of shapes. There's cushion cut, there's round cut, there's radiant cut, there's oval cuts. There's so many cuts. Let us lay it out on the table and make it real simple for you. Let us show you our Forever Mark diamonds. Let us show you the best possible diamonds, the brightest diamonds, for the least amount of money. You heard me. You're going to see the best, prettiest diamonds for the least amount of money at Marguerite's. That's what we specialize in. And we carry the inventory, so we'll lay it out so it's very simple to understand. Come visit us at our new corner sunshine.
Seems I've got to have a chance to see you. Every night I have a spell just to impressing by the way that could have been left you on my own.
In the news and views, 24 minutes after 10 o'clock.
I'm not feeling that good myself.
We just had a cerebral discussion.
No, we did not.
I'm not sure I followed it.
24 minutes after 10 o'clock. Alice Martin is our guest. Our number, if you want to get in, incidentally. I always leave it up to the guests. They want to take calls. She said, the more the merrier. So
and the egregious Claire Austin joins us as well.
272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in. 272-9228. Tell us about the race. Tell us, you guys were in Greenville last night.
Yes.
It's one of the, and I know I get Todd Stacey's email, and he was really pushing watching his videos. Apparently he videotaped the whole thing, so if people want to, they can go on his website. I'm not even sure what the website is, but there are videos available people can watch.
Yeah, I met him last night. Well, they were great. Clive down there is the county chair, and he set up this, and I'd say there are probably 150 folks there, lots of candidates.
Are you talking about Cleve Poole?
Yeah, Cleve, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just wanted
to. Yeah, thank you. And then the night before, the Wetumpka Tea Party had some, so we're really blessed to have a lot of Republican activists and people that care about the party pulling together citizens as we enter, gosh, it's only 98 days away.
Yeah, but that's why I asked about it, because I'm surprised, because I was at the Wetumpka event the other night, and it was fairly crowded.
Yeah.
And I heard the Butler County event last night was massively crowded. I'm surprised 100 days out this many people are taking an interest.
Well, I'm excited that they are. Lots of races. It's going to be the longest ballot, I hear, in state history. So there's a lot for people to start studying.
And you guys have an interesting race. Obviously, we covered the dynamics of that with a former attorney general, a current attorney general, a 15-year federal prosecutor. That's a lot of firepower there. Chess Bedsole is a rich kid. I mean, we'll just call him what he is. He's not a lot of legal experience, but he's got a lot of money. Anytime you have a lot of money, you're a player. So there are four players in the race.
There are.
But you also have the governor's race, which inevitably takes up money and steam and news coverage. I mean, other races.
Lieutenant governor's race has a lot of firepower. Absolutely, yeah.
And then you have 67 sheriffs on the ballot. Wow. You got 32 open legislative seats. You have challenged legislators. It's going to be hard to get a message out.
Well, I've tried to keep my message simple. I say it's the three C's. I want to preserve and defend the Constitution. I'm going to take on corruption. And I'm the only person that has the background and the backbone, I say, to do it. You know, and it takes both of those for the people, not the powerful. And I know how it's done and how the schemes work. And then the third is community safety. And there, I really want to focus a lot on domestic violence. You know, it's certainly going to deal with opioids. We're going to deal with human trafficking. All those things, they're going to be dealt with as we develop strategies to combat them. But, you know, number one reason for arrest in Alabama is domestic violence. 18% of all arrests last year, domestic violence.
Really?
Yes.
That's a statistic I've never heard.
Yeah, I hadn't either.
And this is Dating Violence Month, and I know you've got a young lady at home because I met your daughter at Wetumpka.
Yeah.
Jack, I've got three daughters.
Yeah.
This is something that matters
to me. I have a dog.
You have a dog.
Don't beat your dog. You'll go to jail.
I'll prosecute that. No mercy from this.
18% of arrests?
18% of arrests.
Well, and they're a huge percentage of our murders, too.
Absolutely. Over between 40 and 50 murders on average, about 250 assaults, rapes.
That's unbelievable.
And of the assaults, it's up to about 30,000. So I want to do something in public messaging and really, really drive the message that domestic violence has got to stop. Just like the Mothers Against Drunk Driving turned that light up in the 70s and really made us all think before getting in a car and driving.
Yeah.
We need to do that. And I also want to work hard for reform of domestic violence laws in Alabama. Some good laws that mirror Florida's very tough and very impactive domestic violence have been put forth before, and it's just been turned down. So we need a voice for men and women, and especially the children, because you know there are children seeing this every day, little boys thinking that's how you behave, little girls thinking that's what happens, and this vicious cycle has continued for far too long in Alabama. So as AG, I don't want to just look at the hot issues of the day. I want to look at the big rocks and start breaking them up in Alabama.
Alabama's Attorney General's office in the past has had a decent, I don't know, what do you call it, where you protect the citizens from fraud and scams.
Consumer fraud.
Yeah, consumer fraud. They had a good consumer protection division. Luther basically ignored it for 8 years. Are there plans to bring that back? Because, or to beef it up a little bit? Because I think at one point under Luther, there were only like two lawyers in that division.
Yeah, I don't know what it was historically. When I came in as the Chief Deputy Attorney General for then Attorney General Strange, there were a couple of lawyers in it. And we were, I would call us a sign-on state.
Yeah.
You know, these events would come out and they would be the letters of, do you want to sign on because there's been this issue? And I said, we need to take more of a leadership role. And
correct.
One reason is because when you take a leadership role,
people stop messing with your state.
You do, and you get more attention to your consumer laws, but more importantly, maybe, that you get a bigger piece of the pie when there are settlements. And so we actually...
You're talking my language now, Jim.
Well, and because people listening need to know that law enforcement from every side is being squeezed with the lack of appropriations. Your district attorneys out there are 70% self-funded, much of that off of court fees.
Yeah.
Your sheriffs are dependent on pistol permit fees. AG's office is 60% self-funded.
Yeah.
So I said to General Strange, I'm going to assign more people there. We're going to move more resources. We want to become part of the leadership committee on litigation, such as the Volkswagen, which we did, and some of the drug cases. And I personally settled the largest consumer fraud case that we had ever had in Alabama for a little over $5 million during my time. So I said, we need to have more focus in consumer litigation because that's where it is.
Well, and not only that, that's where most people are being victimized. You mentioned the large number of domestic violence arrests. Most people don't get domestically abused at home.
Most.
But a lot do. But most people do get consumer frauded at home.
They're scams. There are
so many scams. And you know, you sit back and you're kind of helpless because if you turn into the DAs, they're like, we don't have the resources for this.
Well, they're prioritizing violent crime.
Right.
You know, you got a rape victim, a robbery, a murder. And I understand that. So that's why the AG's office should really pay attention to this.
Yeah.
We're not a subdivision or a substation of a district attorney's office.
Right.
I want to focus on the big issues that have the big impact. And I want to tell listeners, in case they don't know, the consumer fraud section of the Attorney General's office has four people in it, or did when I left, that receive calls every day from hotlines for people that are victims of scams. It may be that you've got predatory lenders going after you. It may be that you've had somebody that was supposed to put on your roof and they never came back and did the rest of the job. Or maybe you took your car into a dealership and it was improperly repaired and now you're in it,
mm-hmm.
You know, with them trying to get it done.
Yeah.
Here's what people don't know. On average, there are over 3,000 calls a year to the AG's office for just those kinds of things. Those men and women will help mediate with the business. And on average, during my time, we're returning $2 to $5 million back in the pocket of Alabama citizens without them ever having to go and file a small claims court case, which is pretty darn expensive now.
Yes,
the fee is no longer small. The court may be called a small claim.
You're still capped at $1,500, but it costs you $300 to get in.
And that's a problem. And that's a problem of access to the law.
Right.
You know, for everyday mom and pop businesses.
And part
citizens.
Of that is because our state won't finance the judicial system.
That's right.
So they have to raise the fees.
They raise the fees.
Yeah. Well, let's do this. I got to take one more quick break. We got some phone calls. We'll take those on the other side. 272-9228. late. I'm cognizant of the time. I know you got to get out of here at a certain time. We'll get you out of here in plenty of time. Alice Martin's our guest. She's candidate for Attorney General. Where can they find you?
Oh, alicemartin.com. And please, if you like podcasts, Dare to Defend. I'm the first statewide candidate to ever have one.
You have a podcast?
I have a podcast.
How
look
often
at
do you put it out?
I put it out every week.
This week,
I contrast myself with the Bentley appointed AG Steve Marshall. Please listen
That's
in.
That's very Ronald Reagan-ish.
Yes, Dare to Defend.
Well, AliceMartin.com?
Yes.
All right, hang on. We'll be back.
To carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Mr. Sandman. Repairs are proceeding nicely at our fire-damaged building, so it's time for Mr. Sandman to start our going-home sale. It's a wall-to-wall, get-or-gone moving sale in Montgomery Store with fabulous savings in Millbrook as well. All sizes, brands, and models must be sold before we return home. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Vest, Restonic, King Coil, and even Pure Talalay Bliss latex mattresses are marked down. Bedroom furniture, headboards, beds are reduced as well as luxury pillows. Odd foundations, nightstands, chests, and dressers must go. Power adjustable bases start at $279 and floor models are drastically reduced. Most of our inventory is factory fresh, but we do still have some fire inventory left. Compare our premium mattresses to the highly advertised brands. If you can figure out why theirs are thousands more than ours, please let me know. Mr. Sandman is a locally owned discounter with the largest selection of mattresses around and great customer service. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, 3 miles from I-65, or on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, inside the bypass down from Faulkner, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
One drive in a Subaru and you want to spend every mile together. That's because every mile is another reminder that your Subaru is a worthy investment. So come to the Subaru True Love event and drive off in the Subaru that'll make the most out of your every mile. Now for a limited time, get a great deal on your true love. But hurry in today. Offer ends February 28th. Come to Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing for 63 months on select 2018 models. Offer ends February 28th. Montgomery
Subaru. Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
From the Fox Business Network, fewer homes were sold in January. Existing home sales declined 3.2%. The National Association of Realtors also lowered the number of homes sold in December. Economists were expecting home sales to increase last month. The Realtors Group says a shortage of homes for sale is keeping first-time buyers out of the market. Dish Network's quarter was disappointing. The satellite service is facing the same changes as cable companies as subscribers cut the cord and switch to online streaming services, including Amazon Prime and Netflix. Uber just launched a new type of service. Uber Express Pool is a ride-sharing service, but with more direct routing and easier pickups for drivers. Instead of being picked up or dropped off right from your location, it might ask you to walk to a nearby pickup spot. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are back to record-breaking territory again today and for the next few days. For today, high temperature in the lower 80s. That should easily break the record of 80. A sun-cloud mix again with spotty showers possible. And then mostly cloudy tonight. Overnight low temperature 66. Tomorrow, rain chances under 20%. High around 83. That'll easily break tomorrow's record. Low 80s again on Friday, near the record. Then scattered showers Saturday, and showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely Saturday night into Sunday. With severe weather season approaching, time to get our free weather app on your phone or tablet. It has interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus instant push notifications for severe weather watches and warnings. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
In 38 minutes after 10 o'clock, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman with you from 9 to noon each and every day.
How you doing?
Right here on News Talk, 93.1 FM, WACV. Alice Martin's our guest. We've got a few phone calls on hold. You can call if you want, 272-9228. She's a candidate, Alice Martin, a candidate for Attorney General here in the state of Alabama. And you can check her resume out at alicemartin.com. Podcast is called
Dare to Defend,
which is Alabama's motto. We dare defend our rights.
How about that?
I bet that went into the...
imagine that was part of the equation.
Randall.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey,
how you doing?
Mr. Alice, you being kind of modest, though. I've checked on you a little bit, but, I mean, you up around $750 million just for the state of Alabama at a crooked deal that you prosecuted. And, I mean, that's a pretty big number.
It's odd that someone's campaigning and someone calls in and saying, you're being too modest. Brag more about yourself.
I'm telling you, I mean, that's only 8 years. You've done $750 million. I mean, that's a pretty good number. And then plus, you had something to do with Eric Rudolph, didn't you? Or did you not? I mean,
I did. Well, thank you for noticing. We had a very aggressive one of the top five in the country's healthcare fraud task force in the Northern District of Alabama. And we did recover over $750 million that went back into the Medicare and Medicaid. And then it was a great thing when law enforcement in North Carolina found Eric Robert Rudolph, who was responsible for an abortion clinic bombing in Birmingham and the death of Officer Sandy Sandiford, and also the death of someone over in Atlanta. So we cut the global plea deal for him to spend the rest of his life in supermax federal custody in exchange for pleas to all the Atlanta Georgia bombings and the Birmingham bombing.
He had, thank you for your call, Randall. I'm glad you brought that up. I did not know that.
Randall does his research.
I'm telling you what, apparently.
Thank you, Randall. Need a job?
Is he the one they found hiding in the woods in North Carolina?
It is.
I remember that happening.
I remember getting I was actually out in the yard working, and my husband called and out to me, and I said yes, and he said they found Rudolph. And the Deputy Attorney General of the United States is on the phone for you.
No kidding.
Because we had a call just a couple minutes later. They patched in the U.S. Attorney from North Carolina, U.S. Attorney from Atlanta, and we made our case as to which jurisdiction should get him first, because they were going to fly him out of North Carolina, potentially to either Atlanta or we ended up flying him into Huntsville because of security concerns. Mm-hmm. But which jurisdiction was going to go first to prosecute him, and I just had a stronger case here.
And you guys got the conviction fairly quickly.
We did. Great work by the team. Yeah. Absolutely. We had a fabulous eyewitness that, instead of running away from the blast, went toward it and got a tag number and really helped law enforcement very early on. But, you know, he eluded for a long time. And the cool thing about that deal, in exchange for taking death penalty off the table and him pleading to all of those things, he also had to reveal the location of hundreds of pounds of dynamite that he had stolen and buried in public parklands.
Are you serious?
And so we were actually, I told the federal judge, I said, if he recovers, if we recover through ATF and FBI all of the dynamite, we're willing to pass on the death penalty and get all these pleas, but we've got to start seating a jury because we don't know if he's been truthful in telling us the location. So we actually were starting to seat a jury in that, doing the questionnaires, and I got a call.
While they're digging around in park?
Yeah, they're digging around in park, and they called me and they said...
Were they in Alabama? Where were the parks?
In North Carolina.
No kidding.
Yeah, and some of it was less than like a foot under the surface. It was, of course, starting to decay and decompose
and get unstable
and just unstable, you're right. Yeah. And a tent stake, they said, would have blown, you know, tourists to smithereens.
Oh my gosh.
And so the federal judge, I said, may I leave my phone on vibrating? Yeah. You know, and he said yes, and I went up to him and I said, we can take a plea now.
How about that?
We've recovered everything. So
and
very,
where is he now?
He is in Supermax, which is in Colorado. Yeah. He's in confined custody by himself, you know, 23 hours a day.
Wow. I'd forgotten all about Eric Rudolph until he mentioned that. And I just remember they found that guy hiding in the woods in North Carolina. They apparently did. He was a survivalist and could have stayed there forever.
He was dumpster diving. He had come into town. He was hungry.
Yeah. How about that?
A beat cop found him one morning.
Well, I know you got to get out of here. You got an appointment at 11 o'clock, and I promise to have you gone by 11:45. We've got a couple minutes left. Make your kind of your closing case. You're more than welcome to come back whenever you want. But in the event you don't talk to our audience again, kind of make a closing case. Why should people vote for Alice Martin for Attorney General?
Sure. Well, we've got some good people running, but let me say this. I have 37 years as experience as a lawyer. That's 10 to 20 years more experience than any of the other candidates. One of the candidates, as you mentioned, just hadn't had any trial experience. One of the candidates just became a Republican 5 or 6 years ago. I'm a principled Republican. I didn't move over here because of the power I've been helping to build this party since I registered to vote at 18. And then Troy King, you can look back at the record. I don't see a lot of accomplishments from the time he was in, but I'm going to make a difference in this state just as I did as a U.S. attorney. So I hope people will listen in, learn more on Dare to Defend on my podcast. Check me out on Facebook at Alice Martin 4, the number AG. Also, that's my Twitter handle, and alicemartin.com. I've got a lot of issues on there about sanctuary cities, human trafficking, opioids, etc., all outlined on the webpage. And come see me speak.
I'm telling you, if you see her speak in person, you will be won over. I believe that because I was thoroughly impressed. There are very few candidates that are that polished and do that effective a job. I was just told you may be able to stay a few minutes longer, if it's up to you.
Yeah, we can add a few minutes.
Okay.
Claire threw you under the bus.
I'm
telling
you, my bulldog's curled up in the corner.
I'm just amazed you were here at 10:05.
I texted her. I was like, are we running on Claire time? We'll be back.
This is your big debut. It's like a dream come true. So won't you smile for the camera? I know they're gonna love it. Leg. I like your picture.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars by Wednesday, February 28th, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job, bringing home $350 weekly. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
Select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500. All rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine. Every home, like every family, is different. And with pets, kids, and other household messes, your flooring needs are different too. Whether your family prefers laminate, hardwood, tile, or the ultra-tough smart strand stain-resistant carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. There's nothing worse than walking across a cold tile floor in the morning. So if you purchase a new construction floor package, Prattville Carpet will throw in a free heated floor for your master bathroom. They offer 12 months interest-free financing. For a free estimate, call Prattville Carpet, 285-8117, located in Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road. Prattville Carpet. It, your hometown flooring headquarters.
Everyone has heard how hard it is to own a pool. It doesn't have to be that way. Call Blue Haven Pools and get affordable year-round swimming. Let Blue Haven help you convert to a virtually maintenance-free smart pool. It's time to go beyond just salt or chlorine. Swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Call Blue Haven Pools today and save hundreds every month in overhead. Own your own pool. Don't let your pool own you. Visit BlueHaven.com or call 277-3100 on Facebook at Blue Haven Central AL.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. And Dot, I hear you have something exciting coming up.
Yes, we do. Saturday, February 24th will be our 24th anniversary. Can you believe it?
It seems like time's flying by.
Yes, it does. And there's been a lot of water under that bridge, but it's okay. We've survived.
What can we expect from your 24th anniversary sale, the 24th of February?
A lot of good sales going on. The vendors are putting down the amount that they're going to give off, and some of them will be in their booth off and on all day, and a $50 gift certificate every hour will be given away.
Again, the date and time of the Eastbrook Flea Market's 24th anniversary sale.
February 24th from 9 until 6.
All right, Dot, what are your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Spring is about to be sprung on us.
Yes, right there, Bubba. You know, we've got all kinds of great new items coming in the store, and one of the hottest items are the corksicle drink glasses. We have the wine tumblers. We have just the regular 16-ounce drink tumblers. We have the thermoses. They're like pastel colors, real pretty. Perfect gift for somebody, or perfect just to hang out by the pool or at the lake. And if that's not your thing, we've got great-looking new jewelry that's coming in, and purses, springtime, summertime purses coming in every day at Tucker Pecan. We've got cover-ups. We've got all kinds of great, great items at Tucker Pecan. Tea towels for the lake, pillows for the lake. And you know what? If that's not your thing, Bubba, we've got the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. Made fresh daily. Come by Tucker Pecan and we can hook you up with some good chocolate-covered pecans, white chocolate, honey pecans, praline, you name it, we've got it at Tucker Pecan.
Tell them where you are located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Martin for about 10 more minutes right here. I do need to tell you real quickly about our friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage, the generous sponsors of our number one on this program.
Our number two of this program.
Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage. We were talking earlier with Alex Martin, who's running for Attorney General, about scams that take place inside the state of Alabama. Well, one of the scams that takes place is it's what I would call legal corruption. It's people pay too much money for their home mortgage. And it's legal. You can go in somewhere and overpay on your home mortgage. At Kim Williams, they will never, ever let you pay too much for your home mortgage. She'll shop all the available plans. She'll get with all the banks. She'll look at the government programs. They got 0% money, 0% down options, 1, 2, 3% down options. They got traditional financing. They have, I mean, just everything you can imagine. It's a really top-notch outfit. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'll give you two ways to get in touch with her, so get your pencil handy. 567-4223. That's how you get in touch with her on the telephone, 567-4223. Or you can reach her online and fill out your entire application online, and she'll call you when she has some decisions to be made. And that is ALAHomeMortgage.com. ALAHomeMortgage.com. Once again, phone number 567-4223. ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Alice Martin is a candidate for Attorney General of the great state of Alabama. Something came up the other night at the forum at the Wetumpka Tea Party, and the question kind of ruined the answer because it presumed the answer. And the question was, are you in favor of these efforts to water down ethics reform? Well, everybody's going to say no on that. I want to ask your opinion on ethics reform from two perspectives. One is, it's my understanding the 2010 and 2013 ethics bills gave rules promulgation authority to the Ethics Commission to draft rules to strengthen the ethics laws and make them more clear. If that's true, why have they not done it? And then number two, where do you stand on ethics reform? Do you want to see legislation proposed and passed, or do you want to try to operate under the current rules?
Well, I think that you're right on your first point, and you'll have to ask the executive director, Albritton, and the members of the Ethics Commission why they haven't taken that power.
I've already told you that. Yeah. I told our audience.
I don't like the way that we get those people. I'm not talking about the people not liking them. I don't like that we have ethics commissioners that are appointed by the governor, appointed by the pro tem.
Who are going to be subject to the ethics commission.
That's right. I don't like that. So we need that independence there. That's just bad from the get-go. And when you talk about ethics reform, the 2010 bill, we as prosecutors, we worked under it. I helped on the Hubbard investigation or in the prosecution, and we can work under that. But I understand if there is a desire for more clarity on such things as what is a principle and what is a thing of value, happy to do that. But let's not weaken it. Too oftentimes, I'm hearing the word reform used in Montgomery and in the State House. What it means is retreat.
Water down.
That's exactly what they've done on prison. It's not reform, it's prison retreat. Treat with the presumptive sentencing guidelines, which really are tying the hands of judges and prosecutors from getting bad people in jail. That's one thing. But on ethics reform, today I'm actually going to go over and listen to the public hearing because I want to see who's talking against SB 267, this Cam Ward's bill, because I've just read it, and it brings to mind how this is weak. What it's saying is it's taking out a public employee. And it's saying now, as long as it's not a great loss to the victim, as long as they repay it, as long as it wasn't a sophisticated scheme, as long as they'll resign from their position, then let's just wash our hand. And that no longer in Alabama should be considered
that's
a felony.
That's
a bill, and it's in there today, and I just read it. Now, let me give you a classic example of where I think that weakness would have directly applied. You had a VP at Alabama A&M that was the COO, the chief operating officer for that university system. He moved from South Carolina to Huntsville, Alabama, and he was, of course, entitled to compensation for his moving expenses. Rather than submit the true amount that he paid for his moving, he created a fake two men in a truck invoice. The address. There we go. It wasn't sophisticated. Ron Jones Shop, the Department of Public Examiners, came in and did a standard audit. They said, hey, this address doesn't exist. This phone number doesn't exist. What's the evidence? He calls up two men in a truck. Nope, we didn't move him. What does Eugenie, the president there, say? Well, somebody moved him. Yes, but he lied about the amount and he lied about who did it. We indicted him for two felony counts and a forgery misdemeanor for the state. We told him, you plead to a felony and resign, pay it back, and we'll be done with this. But he wouldn't do that. He stayed in office for 2 years on administrative leave, drew salary of over $250,000, and the appointed AG, Bentley appointee, Steve Marshall, let him plead to a misdemeanor just a few weeks ago. Now, under this ethics reform, that wouldn't have been a great deal of money, $6,000. Mm-hmm. He resigned from his public employee. It wasn't a sophisticated scheme. didn't even use a real phone number and address. And there you wouldn't have that. So I'm tired of people that treat these people differently.
Yeah.
You know, there's some kid in name the county in Alabama that's got a felony on his record, but we've got a governor that says, I chose to walk away. You know, that was the headline. I chose to walk away. I took a misdemeanor and resigned my office. Guess what? Exchanging your office instead of not being a felony, I never made that offer, you know, to people.
I got a question. There's a bill out there, I don't know where it's gone, that allows a member of the legislature to work for a company if they're doing, quote, economic development.
It's horrible.
Which is really lobbying.
Isn't that their job?
Yeah. Their whole job is...
Isn't that what they run on?
Exactly.
Every one of them, I'm going to bring more business to my county. Is that not economic development? I'm a prosecutor, not a politician, but I thought that's what they were
Who's
promising.
Who's the author of that bill?
Ken Johnson.
And here's the thing.
Oh, who doesn't know his ass from first base?
They get the contract, but they don't have to get the approval. They put the burden on the business to get the approval, and they don't have to get approval before any payment.
And
anybody that's ever been a consultant knows you can have all your money up front. You're going to do this contract for me, and you're going to be paid $50,000, and it's earned upon receipt. Well, oh, golly. Horses out of the barn.
Well, $64,000 question. Would those companies hire those people if they weren't legislators?
And the answer
is no.
The answer is absolutely no. The ethics, let's assume nothing happens. Is there enough meat in the ethics bill, the ethics laws Alabama has at present, to go prosecute some of these folks that we know are bad actors up there?
Yes.
Okay. Why isn't it being done right now? Why are those investigations? There was the big Hubbard investigation.
Yes.
And there have been a couple of smaller investigations, I guess. But why aren't we seeing? I mean, we're not going to, but we could sit here and name crooks on air all day that we know are living out of their campaign accounts, that are have crooked economic development deals. Why are they not being prosecuted?
You have got to have a leader that is going to prioritize public corruption in the Attorney General's office.
I thought
office.
That was Luther.
Luther had two people assigned to that unit. When I came in, I said there need to be more. They need troops. You cannot wage a war without foot soldiers. We moved four more attorneys in. We moved four more agents in. And we got that unit up to 17 people. And we were starting to work on cases. We were part of the grand jury that was investigating Bentley. We were part of the grand jury that just returned the indictments on the waterworks in Birmingham. That unit in the year that has passed since Strange went to the Senate has dropped back down to 12. It's got two attorneys. So it's really hard to do it when you're only putting two soldiers on the field. I will prioritize it.
And that's the answer? I mean, that's
yeah,
the answer?
It's putting resources to it.
Yeah.
It's putting resources.
I mean, I know what
Mike... You can't farm a 500-acre farm with, you know, one tractor.
And I know the Mike Hubbard thing drew a lot of headlines and all that, and it took a lot of time. But there's just so many more up there that are doing the same or even, frankly, more egregious stuff. And it just seems like the wheels never spin, and we all know, and we can all sit and identify... who's doing it in any way?
There must be a consistent effort, and that's what I had in Birmingham. Over 8 years, we were able to obtain 140 corruption convictions because we kept the pressure on and built the team.
Alice Martin, she's running for Attorney General. She's running against a whole cast of characters. You can check her out on alicemartin.com.
June 5th.
Dare to Defend.
Dare to Defend. You can get it on iSoundCloud, yes.
Yeah. And our podcast, for those that want it, will be available, podcast.newstalk931.com. I've had a couple people text and say, where can I get this podcast? So that'll be available as well.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Don't be a stranger. Come back.
Thanks.
All right.
We'll